Well, at last week's Florida Cattlemen's Association convention, a variety of speakers were on hand, talking about everything from market conditions to water issues and more. And one of those speakers was National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Bill Donald from Montana, who talked to producers about the many regulations the government is trying to impose on them.
You know, if you look at from dust to water to air, the gypsy rules are another example of concentration of government power having more and more influence over the way cattlemen do their daily business, and the adverse impact that that has on our ability to produce beef for not just this nation but the whole world. We have to keep in mind that there's in 40 years there'll be another 3 billion mouths to feed on this planet. We're not getting any more land, and the less impediment we have from the government into producing the high quality protein that the world's going to demand, the better off we'll be and the more efficient and more effective we'll be.
But Donald said when it comes to the gypsy rule, he's pleased with the recent support from the U.S. House of Representatives.
We had a couple of big wins last week. In the House of Representatives, the appropriation bill passed, and it was one amendment that we got in there was to not fund the implementation of the new gypsy rules. And that was a fairly drastic measure, but we've tried everything else working through the Secretary and have not had any luck, so we had to take the next step. And I think that will at least get us in a position where we can start visiting with the Secretary about some legitimate concerns. So at some point, you know, it probably would get funded, but right now there will be no funding to implement it.
And he said NCBA will continue meeting and working with EPA on those issues that affect cattlemen across the nation, including the numeric nutrient criteria issue here in Florida. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.